Hello, I am Akshay Thimaya, and alongside Avdi Bhalgat, we interviewed Mr. Juan of TerraSol and Mr. Murthy of Iyer Padi to gain some perspective on the challenges of organic farming. We also talk about how they have been coping in this uncertain monsoon and what they see in the future of Auroville. First, we have Mr. Juan, followed by the interview of Mr. Murthy.
Good morning. We are here with Juan Silverio Patris from TerraSol. And we have a few questions for you, sir, about your farm and how it's been doing in an uncertain monsoon. So the first question we had is, how big is your farm and what is the average amount of produce you make per year?
The farm is not a big farm. It's around 7 acres. And the produce, we produce vegetables, mainly vegetables and fruits, no? So the quantity is... I cannot tell you because we have so many different vegetables.
And how important is it for there to be a timely monsoon for the growth of your crop?
Well, the monsoon is the water, so the water is the life. Without water, is no farming, so it's no life. So for this, it's so important we have the water from the monsoons. And anyway, in Lagurabi, we have a lot of landscaping to keep the water. So this is so important for us, to the monsoons. Well, for everybody, I think. So last 2 years, we didn't have monsoons. And this year looks quite good. So let's see how will be that.
So this season, the monsoon has been a little unpredictable. So how has that affected your crop and its growth?
Well, nowadays nobody knows what is happening, so all the weather is completely out of the blue, no? So we expect, always, we have the hope to will get the rains, the proper rains. So this is the thing. So last 2 years we didn't have rains enough, so and this year it looks okay. So let's see, it's so important, of course, the water, yeah.
And do you feel that the land that you have is being used to its maximum capacity?
No, we are in the process, so we already the farm, we restart the project 2015, so almost from zero we start building the farm, so it's a lot of things to set up. So no, we are not in the 100%. I can say we are maybe in the 70%, 60-70% of the capacity of the farm.
So could you tell us a little bit about what you've got planned for the remainder of this year?
So, well, anyway, we have mainly our main crops are papayas, some bananas, and after we have guavas, we have chicos, we have some fruits, sour sops. Well, anyway, some range of fruits, and after vegetables. Vegetables we have pumpkins, cucumbers, ladyfingers, beans, rucolas, basils, tomatoes, in the season, all seasonal crops. No?
And what do you think are some of the challenges you are facing doing organic farming in this climate?
Well, organic farming, yes. So the thing is, we don't have here in this area, we don't have the best land for farming. So and we need to a lot of input with compost and mulching. So because it's very sandy, so all the nutrients get washed away very fast. So it's quite challenging to farming here in this area. So I think you go inland, you can find much better lands for farming. But anyway, this is what we have, and we do what we can.
So. Thank you so much, sir, for your input. You've been very helpful. And we hope you have the best of luck going forward.
Good morning. Today we are here at Iyer Padi Farm. And sir, what is your full name?
Murthy.
So how big is your farm and what is the average amount of produce that you make per year?
I have 25 acres. 25 acres, but we grow seasonably food. Means is I grow millet, vegetable, grains and all, and milk also. So seasonably we grow it.
And how important is rain for all of this?
That is the here. I think that's why you make for in the monsoon time paddy, because the land is very wet coming in the monsoon time. So that's why the season will know. In the monsoon time, I do paddy, and monsoon finish, then I start vegetable and groundnut and all doing. Always changing crop.
And since this year, the monsoon's been kind of less, right? So how has that affected you?
Anyway, I started everything. I preparation the land already, paddy, almost 8 acres. I put green manure and now pedaling the summer rain. We hope the rain coming.
Do you think that all of your land is used to its maximum potential? Do you think everything is being used properly, or do you think you could do more?
No, now I use all properly, no waste. I have only almost 1 acre only for a lucky forest, small forest, not big. But other land fully I use.
And does the government and the Auroville community help you a lot?
Yeah, I suppose it's actually helping. The land full for Auroville land. So I work, I give my energy, me and my son, two people working here in the full farm. So usually it's Auroville, lot of helping. It's very good.
And what is the biggest challenge that you face for organic farming in this climate?
This climate, actually there's some poaches attack. So that why this climate I do for the rice, the paddy, no? The pony rice. That is one less pollution control, this one. No poochie coming, nothing happened. So that why I prepare this season in the pony rice.
And what about other pests? How do you keep them at bay?
I don't put any pests, no. Nothing there. I put only for panchakavya and neem masala.
Okay.
I use it, and plus cow urine. That is only I use.
In terms of challenges and funding, yeah. How can the community help you?
That's why always you ask only in the farm group. So they're helping sometime. But really now there's no like funding coordinator, not there. People, this problem, no. Now this problem, but the Auro will help our maintenance, only the giving. So plus I have to do all the work. It's really the farming is very difficult. It's not here, it's everywhere also. Plus I do organic, it's a little difficult. Because all the time, you can't like, the local people, they like they grow per paddy 30 bag. I grow only 15 bag. So almost 15 bag is less. Because I need to will give good food. So I don't want like money and just, I want to help full Auroville, but better the Auroville people also, some help is good, like the community, the help is very good, because mainly I have the fencing, so other things also I do, the borewell, all the cowshed, all I take like loan, you know, then I have to pay back, because the Auroville gives sometimes on the land only, but other things not much, the maintenance, what is that maintenance is nothing. Because the farming is really a lot of heavy work. The labor not coming, it's very costly. I get local in the man, 500 rupees one day. They're only 5 hours working. You know, it's really heavy. That I know, this is I doing, and plus I have to protect our food, you know, no? That is a difficult. So somebody, at least they help the protect. Like the fencing, some borewell work. Like that, somebody like they're giving funding is very good.
This program was produced by Akshay Thimai and Avdi Bhalgat of Symbiosis Center for Media and Communication, Pune. Thank you for listening.